Uh-huh.
Everybody has. What about Dutch? Ever heard any names for the Dutch?
Dorch. But we had two German families here, and the Rieders now, I did hear them called Dutch Rieder. One of the men was always called Dutch Rieder, and I have no idea why.
That was kind of a nickname.
Uh-huh, yeah, his name was Herman. He was a baker. I have no idea. Grandfather was educated for a teacher, and so he was a cabinet maker. And so he was, by virtue of being a cabinet maker, he was the undertaker, because the cabinet maker made the caskets. So my father spent his rainy Saturdays lining caskets. And none of the boys was interested in the undertaking business, and so they sold it when grandfather could no longer carry on. And that is McCammon and Emmons that you see down on Broadway today. That's our undertaker. But that's just real funny. It's
My grandpa, I guess they were all my grandfather's people were farmers until my grandfather moved to Montgomery, right outside Montgomery in the late 20s. He was the only policeman in a mill town called Walston. It was the police force for, I guess, 30 years. You know, the only law enforcement.
Yeah, things have changed.
Sure have.
I think Montgomery's a beautiful town, though.
I like it. Just a nice place to grow up in. Of course, it's like everything else is changing too. And
there used to be a white house on a corner right on the main street that had a lot of iron lace, too much really. And they had glassed in a whole lot. It had been porches. They had glass. It was a three-story house. I used to always look for that when we went through because I loved that house.
They started restoring a number of the old homes, both the Victorian and the Annabella homes there. And there's a lot to do. I guess the only bad thing about it now is the crime rate. It's gotten so bad. But I guess that's most the case most anywhere. So.
Well, I got scared to death down at the swimming pool the other day. I went in the dressing room and I turned around and our yard man was right behind me. And if I hadn't recognized Thomas, who's been with us for 20 years, it would have scared the wits out of me. But he just wanted to ask how Bill was. Bill was in the hospital. And he didn't realize he was doing anything wrong. So I couldn't say anything to him about it. But I just don't go swimming with Thomas, you know.
Any slang name, terms you've ever heard for, say, Italians?
I tie, but I probably heard that over the TV.
What about, ever heard Dago or anything like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up. But there again, I probably heard that from one of my sister's boyfriends when she was in college. Because we just never had any.
Uh-huh.
This was a Scotch-Irish settlement. Pardon me, with the exception of the two German families. And what they said about us, I don't know.
What about for poles, any names for poles you've ever heard?